The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Brett's looking at pictures of Cliff's girlfriend, and now Cliff Kingsbury's girlfriend's friends.
I'm doing research here for this week's FanDuel
right.
picks, please.
That's right. You're getting on it early, my friend.
Yeah, we didn't have to do it last week because there was no game.
That's right. Pretty impressed.
Coming off a bye, he'll have no legs.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's going to be wobbly 2 weeks with that. And not focused at all on his team. The amazing part is looking at Veronica's friends as Brett was cycling through. You realize that, a few of them are going to be average. They get that. But they still have Instagram pages where they get to travel the earth and take pictures of themselves. And it's an amazing time to be an average-looking girl. Because you can still, somehow or another, get somebody. If you've got abs or at least a butt, and you're willing to like flash it around, somebody will pay for your trip to Bali. You'll get a nice room and all that. All you got to do is hold up a cup with a name on it, like she was doing. Everything is pictures today. Everything's for Instagram. The saddest thing in the world I saw yesterday. The NFL did cleats for cause. So every team, the players were wearing different cleats, and they made it for their own causes, and they'd sell them online for their cause, which is great. So you get a guy who's a big name on the. On the team, and he's wearing his shoes, and they're specially designed. And he's going to sell them and give all the proceeds away, and we're getting some big money. One of the players last night for the Colts, I think, might have been their center. His cause was something having to do with babies not making it. And it wasn't SIDS, but it was like like they died during birth or something like that.
Yeah,
and they showed a picture of him and his wife in the delivery room. Crying their eyes out. And it was black and white. Wife's in the bed. He's bent over her, and it's just the two of them. And it's a photo someone took, and then they put it on their Instagram page. And I'm like, is nothing sacred? Like, here we are hours after we lost our baby. We're sad. Of course you're sad. We don't need to see that. That's a lot.
That's what really neat you did with the black and white thing.
Right in the and then they went back. And all I could think of was like, all right, take the picture, okay. Oh, no, wait. I looked funny. Do it again. Like, not an action shot. Like, they filtered it. They made it black and white. Like, so
that's what John Legend and Christie
exactly.
did a while back for TMZ.
And all I thought was, who's taking the photo?
Yeah.
Will you take a picture of us in this moment? We never want to forget this. I'm like, this is the moment you will want to forget forever.
His or her living sibling is taking the photo.
Right. Hey, you lost your sister today. Take a photo of mommy and daddy. We're very sad. Horrible. I'm like, well, that's not a – and they made it seem like that was a good picture. I'm like, it's not.
The other thing they did with the shoes, I noticed that the one guy's cleats were cool. So they designed it, and they put it on regular tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Like Nike would take the cleat, you can get it in a tennis shoe.
That's a big name, whoever that is. If they're printing out a bunch of them, that's solid. It's nuts, though. You have a tragedy in your life. You want the Instagram to have it. And you can't get it past, like, let's do the black and white. That's very effective for how sad we are. I'm like, you had to actually think that. Why are you photographing yourself after a baby didn't, it poured out of the chute dead?
Ugh.
It's just awful.
I didn't even want that around, I guess, to reflect later on.
Never.
Like 10 or 20 years later.
It's not a memory.
That's the one on the mantle.
Right. Well, how about that when it comes up, like, when the Facebook and your phone goes, this day 5 years ago. Oh, that's right. Today, that's our sad stillborn day. Oh, yeah. I'm glad we got that shot to pop up and surprise us now and again.
Or I'd Photoshop it, and every year we take the family portrait. Photoshop it in.
Right around there. Here we are again. Remember this? Not a happy family. There's one missing.
Find them. You could do your own find photos.
Crazy.
Like the hidden things in the...
Yeah, they're all... They find our sad, sad stillborn shot somewhere in this picture. Like, why do you guys keep that? Like, that's the last thing I'd want a photograph of, ever. It's creepy. We have a picture every time I go through, you know, family photos, the old photos, like real ones, holding them. You'll thumb through, oh, there's a picnic at Grandma's house. That was, oh, that's hilarious. Look at that. So, oh, remember Heidi, the dog Grandpa had? That was, oh, there's Grandpa's dead body. Why do we keep this? My cousin took a shot of Grandpa in the casket.
At the wake or at the...
No, yeah, at repeat. The actual funeral in the casket. Like, there he is. Like
doing a selfie or something? Like,
no,
hey.
It was before selfies. Okay, it was right. Like a, you know, she had to go get that developed.
Oh.
That was something that stayed on a roll for a while, and then, like, she went over to the one-hour photo and rolled through. There was five or six of Alvar laying in the box. And we have it.
I prefer, like, a living picture.
Yeah.
To remember, like, Grandpa.
Remember this one? He looked pretty good in the box. Yeah. I mean, he just looked sleepy, but it was in the, you know what it is. It was awful, but we have it. I don't have it. I don't want it. My daddy
delete said, that.
Yeah.
You should use that for Halloween.
Yeah.
Big old good idea. Frame.
Well, I should frame it and go, remember, Grandpa? That's great. Right up here next to this animal that I ran over once. That's roadkill. I took a photo. I felt really bad. It's 9:48. Weird. Humans are weird. It's time now for the entertainment drill brought to you by ReactDefense.com. Speaking of humans are weird, that's the whole purpose of defending yourself, and that's where tactical black self-defense lives at ReactDefense.com. If you want to get involved, it's as easy as just going online, checking it out, and get it on that initial class and seeing what it's all about. Once you sign up for that thing, you're pretty much on your way. Sign up for the initial class. They'll get you through it. Then they'll say, do you like it? Do you want to keep going? And almost everybody says, I absolutely want to keep going. This is eye-opening. And you can do that right now with a gift certificate for somebody you care about. And you get it for $189. You give them 2 months of training right off the bat. Boom. And then they'll start, their lives will start changing. It's going to be unbelievable. You heard me earlier. My doctor said that I'm a specimen of health. I'll probably live for another 40 years.
You're so thrilled.
It's the worst diagnosis a doctor could have given me. I was waiting for tumor talk and how we're going to chunk out some hamburger out of my liver. Nope. Every organ is thriving. I'm in incredible shape.
Benjamin Button.
The doctor said I got a good chance of making 90. Keep doing what you're doing, he said. And I was crying. Why are you so, happy? And I'm like, I'm miserable. He gave me a life sentence. That's like being in a courtroom and having somebody go, 40 years. Oh, no.
Son of a bitch.
I got to try to kill time for four more decades? It sounds brutal. Anyway, that's what you do. You get in good shape out there. And if you're one of those people unlike me that likes living for a long, long time, well, that's the place to go. So you'll get in amazing shape. I kind of owe it to them. They kept me in great shape over the last few years, and I'm loving going. I actually do like being part of that. I like being in shape. I like being – I just don't want to live that long. That's all. Anyway, that's beside the point. It's an amazing situation. You can get in good shape. You can learn a lot about yourself. You can learn a lot about the world and how you can walk around and not be a sheep. We need more sheepdogs. They're out there. They'll teach you how to do it. It's ReactDefense.com. It's the home. Tactical Black Brady. Entertainment.
Last night, George Clooney, U2, Gladys Knight, Amy Grant, and composer Tania Leone received a Kennedy Center honors from President
Amy
Biden.
Grant?
Amy Grant.
Baby?
Yep.
She's got one song. I know she does the
She's
Jesus
back touring,
stuff,
too, because she had a...
Gospel stuff. But.
Yeah.
She didn't get a Kennedy Center.
It'll
on.
Air December 28th, so you can catch Ridiculous. Her getting her honors, John.
She did a song with Peter Cetera. Was her next biggest song list.
Yeah. What was that one called?
It's right here.
My Father's Eyes.
The Next Time I Fall.
Oh, that's
Next Time I Fall. That's good. In love never ends.
It's actually a decent little ballad.
How it leads me back.
I feel like I'm watching some 80s movie now.
Let's put her in the crossover.
No, all right, I remember this. Yeah, but it was his song. It's not even her song.
She's in it. She's in it a lot.
But still.
Till the moment was right, I found myself.
Bring it on, Peter.
Next time I fall in love.
She got a Kennedy Center for that? Peter Cetera didn't?
Yeah, no kidding.
Amy Grant must be friends with him or something. But she did a lot of gospel things. There's just Jesus stuff.
Yeah.
Was that in The Karate Kid? No.
No. That was the other
that
one.
That was the Power. Was it a Power? No, not the Power
something
of
like
Love. Glory of Love.
Glory of Love.
Yeah.
The Glory of Love.
Sounds the same, though.
Yeah. Here's the big hit. This was the number one song on her.
And she says vavy, vavy. She doesn't use bees right. I like Spanish people, yeah. It always drove me nuts. Oh, it drives me bananas.
Yeah. Such a gentle bee.
Yeah. Vavy, vavy. She once said that that song was about Jesus. And you're trying to seduce him. Baby, baby, like the infant Jesus.
Remember when Britney Spears called her sister Jamie scum?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's had a change of heart. Now she's praising her sister.
I watch.
She's good scum.
I watch OP Live. Trailer Trash calls each other names, and then a week later, they're in love again. Like, they're at the same trailer every week. And that's all the Spears family is. It's just Trailer Trash that had a couple hot daughters that stumbled into a ton of money. And they act like Trailer Trash with money.
Amber Heard filed her appeal of the $10 million defamation verdict Johnny Depp won.
Let's start checking Johnny's phone for his text with Paul Bettany and see what he thinks about it.
Oh, there's some gold after that.
Now we're going to have to kill that hooker and burn her again, Paul.
Violet Knight couldn't knock off Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Did make $13.3 million over the
weekend. Did you go?
Did not.
You didn't go see it? Yeah, I'm curious about that one. I want to see Violet Knight. I didn't see the reviews. Is it crap? I mean, it has all the trappings of being garbage.
Yeah, I didn't look at the reviews either.
Yeah.
Who knows? If you want to hear a terrible Christmas song.
Sure.
David Byrne from Talking Heads released a holiday song called The Fat Man's Coming.
Ew.
It's just kind of...
It's about Ron Jeremy.
It's kind of messy.
It sounds a lot like Amy Grant.
Batman is coming. It's not on.
It's not on our Apple. Nope. Still Amy.
Yeah, still
Amy Grant.
Nope. Don't have it yet.
I don't want to hear a song about a fat man coming. That sounds wrong to me. Should change the name of that. Fat man's on his way.
He's coming. And you're gonna get a nice car.
Yeah, yeah.
And a beautiful one.
Fat man's on his way, perhaps. Yeah.
My God, what have I done?
Yeah, get the David Byrne doesn't necessarily put me in the Christmas spirit anyway. He's a very strange man. That's it. We're all done. And today is a reminder we kicked off the No Stray Left Behind Pet Food Drive. You can go to 98kupd.com right now and help out like our friends at Lerner and Rowe have. Exceptional pets. They've done it. We're starting this thing off, and hopefully we can do it every year. Basically, what it is collecting pet food and donating it to Lost Our Home Pet Rescue and the Arizona Humane Society. Love helping them both out. You can drop it off right here at KUPD. You can go to Lost Our Home Pet Rescue, which is over in Tempe, Arizona Humane Society, and all the locations. Tomorrow, Brett's going to be out at Exceptional Pets on Gilbert Road from 4 to 6. You can go out there and drop off there. And again, thanks to our friends Lerner and Rowe, Safeway Albertsons. They pre-purchased $7,500 worth of pet food to start this thing off. You can help out at 98kupd.com. Find out where you can drop off. Find out where you can donate. And always, if you have a charity you like over the holidays, go nuts. Help out. That's a good thing. If it's not one of ours, that's okay. If it is, we're going to try to make it real easy for you to help. So that's a pretty sweet deal. 98kupd.com has all of the info for No Stray Left Behind, the big pet food drive that we're trying this year, which I think is beautiful. And thanks in advance to Lerner and Rowe, Exceptional Pets, Safeway Albertsons. They have already seeded this sucker to start off beautifully, and everything from here on is gravy you guys can provide and put these two shelters that help out with so many things. And trust me, I'm down there a lot. They are always in need, and that is a tough, tough mountain to climb. It's an ice hill. It's an ice hill that never ends. We got to go. That's it. I'm being nice. You can't scream time during a charitable endeavor. But that's it. We're done. You guys have yourselves a great day. Larry's coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. How long?
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I've heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's FamilyBBQ.com.